Thanks again for listening today. And to order today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
WCNO's Broadcast Day is underwritten by Krause & Crane Incorporated, celebrating 50 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause & Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy savings agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause & Crane, the service and replacement specialist with over 50 years of experience, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
With all my heart. What looks like could be utter defeat, going against five kings, tired, have ridden all night, fighting a battle that's not even yours, dragged into it through deceit, feeling bad about yourself. Why did I ever do this in the first place? But yet that seeming catastrophe, because of God, because of Joshua yielding and giving his all. You know, in that story in Joshua chapter 10, do you know the battle that they fought, there were more of the enemy killed by hailstones than by the sword. See, God knew there were five armies. And he knew Joshua and them going to be tired. So he said, I'll let Josh and them fight just a few of them. But I'm going to send some, I call them hailstones on steroids. God sent hailstones and said, read the story yourself, because more were slain by the hailstones than by the swords of Joshua. So see, when God calls you to a victory that demands your all, he's already taken care of most of it. He's taking care of the dirty work. He's taking care of what you can't take care of. He's taking care of what you don't see, what you don't feel like you can handle. God says, I've already handled the thing. I just need you to give me your all. Your all might be just a little bit, but God is saying, give it to me. I'll take your two mites. I'll take your two fishes. See, if there be first a willing mind. Widower Zarephath, Elijah said, bake me first a cake. In other words, release what you have in your hand. Give it to me first. Because she was obedient to give her all in the midst of that being all that she had. No other way out. But the moment she released it, the miracle was released. The bowl of meal didn't stop until after the famine. She's able to feed her household, Elijah, everyone in her family ate during that time while others were dying. Now, I'm going to say this as I wind this up. In order to keep, or let me say it this way, the key to your victory, I'm going to go back to that four-letter word. The key to your victory, husbands, wives, this don't give the wives no carte blanche, you know. Oh, I see. No, they're to reverence and honor. That means something, too. You can keep him from acting like an ogre when you reverence him. See, sometimes it's because you disrespect him. Uh-oh, here we go again. Back to 101. Sometimes it's because you disrespect him. Cause you have more education. You have a better job. You know, you this, that, or the other. You know, you was the prom queen. You know, and you still got your little crown in the closet. 40 years old, but yet, you know, well, I was the queen at my prom. So somebody need to hear this. Amen. But the word says to reverence, to honor him. That's what a male needs, a man needs. Sometimes when a man is struggling, You know, the environment is trying to make him feel less than a man. When he can't provide like he wants to. When things aren't going well like that. He needs that helpmate to be a helpmate. You don't want to come home to Godzilla. He already fighting Godzilla on the job. Trying to keep his self-esteem. And the devil will parade all kind of things in front of him. He will. But it's you that can keep him. You know, I found this out to be so true that God gives a husband and a wife something for one another that nobody else has.
Amen.
And what I mean by that, words. Like a husband or a wife can encourage one another, and words coming from them are like coming from nobody else.
Amen.
There they are. They mean, they, you know, God gives that. She could be mad with you. And you say from a sincere heart, or, you know, bring her some flowers or something, or something like that, and say from a sincere heart how beautiful she looked this morning. I mean it. And she looking good. And she might act like she mad. But when you ain't looking, she in the mirror, you know. Because see, what you said had authority. God gave you that authority. Or vice versa. You know, you can be feeling bad about your esteem as a man. You know, folks been talking about you, criticizing, whatever. And she said, oh, you looking mighty sharp. Oh, I love that tie. All day you think about how good that tie looking. Why? God gives that word. It's a powerful thing. So why should we use it to badger or to block or to belittle one another? That institution is just one of the most powerful on the planet. And it'll manifest God like no other. Amen. So we want to avoid bitterness. We want to avoid fault finding. We want to avoid judgmentalism and all that foolishness. And the key to that victory is to walk in L-O-V-E. We abide in love, we abide in God. Come on, say, we abide in love, we abide in God. God so loved that he gave. That was the motivation. That has to be at the basis of our value system. Because we love people. We love God, we love humanity. Amen. Simple as that. Love the Lord thy God with all thy soul, with all thy heart, with all thy strength, and thy neighbor as thyself. My intention must be to convey value to every human being. Listen, and I just kind of went through this, but you see, when victory demands all, you will always be put in or through a situation where you have to value someone or something, even when you despise their behavior.
Amen, 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 amen.
Are you hearing? Even when you despise something, you cannot allow that to put you in a position of being judgmental and critical. Your heart will be off in disharmony. And that's where distress and dis-ease and all that dis stuff. In other words, when your heart gets off, you get dissed. It messes you up. So you have to value people. I tell you, the acid test is when you do well and people do wrong by you. And you have a choice to make there. You see, you overcome evil with good. You don't be overcome with evil, but you overcome evil. You don't overcome evil with evil. You overcome evil with good. And sometimes it seems like, Lord, I've given all. Or, I, you know, in a relationship, I've given all, Lord. And God is still requiring you to give.
Amen. Amen.
Why? Because he knows that you haven't given all. Help me, Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Come on, say, he knows you haven't given all. See, the victory that God has for you requires right now that you give all. Because there's a realm of God he's taking you into that you've never been in before, that's like no other that you've experienced before. Hello. It's a realm of God that he's held for this time. Your prosperity's over there. Everything that God is and everything that God has promised is over there. But you got to get through this by not allowing bitterness, by not allowing hatred, by not allowing judgmentalism, tradition, all these things to stop you from moving on. Tomorrow when you go to your job, you still got to be kind. They done lied on you. They done told, they joke on you. They laugh at you. But you still got to be kind. You can't just shut yourself down and shut yourself off. You still got to go there. Hey, how's everything? God bless you this morning. Amen. That's when you really are walking in a victory that has demanded all from you. Amen. Let me tell you something. And I'm gonna probably stop right around here, because even when people don't accept your kindness, when they try to abuse your goodness that you have gone out of your way to try to give to, whether on your job, in your home, wherever, don't think for a moment that it's fallen to the ground, because God has accepted it. Well, I said God has accepted it. When a person doesn't, God does. And you know what? God's not going to be a debtor to any man. I said God's not going to owe you anything. So if they've not received it, she's not received it, he's not received it, don't worry, God's receiving it. And saying, you know what? Everything you've sown, you'll reap it back. Harvest will come your way. I'll see to it that harvest comes your way. Because it's a spiritual law. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. So be very careful. Your intentions must always be to convey value to people. Don't talk to somebody on the street asking you for a quarter like they're a dog. Well, some of you that do it, don't do it. Amen. When you give to the poor, you give to God. Amen. You're giving to God. I don't mean that, you know, just be abused and misused. I said when you do that, you're giving as unto the Lord. My goal at the end of the day, as was Jesus' goal, must be to do everything in love. And that's why there's a victory that demands your all. By the time you finish fighting this battle, ain't going to be none of you left. It's going to be Christ living through you. Amen. That's the goal. But in so doing, like I said, God's going to take you across. That's where your finances are. Amen. That's where your relationships are. That's where your husband, that's where your wife is. That's where your blessings lie there. Because if God doesn't work and change you internally, he could change your externals and your environment, but it'll be destructive to you. Amen. It'll destroy you. So he'll change you internally.
We are continuing in part 30 of Mega Grace. Today's message is entitled Part 2, When Victory Demands All. The real battle and victory is inside of you. There's a perfect God on the inside of you. That spirit inside is breaking out. It's a danger to try and change the external, but not the internal. Allow it to begin inside in order for increase. In essence, you have to die to self. You will never invest more in God than he will invest in you. Don't stop giving, all of you.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us this weekend at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our service times are 11 a.m. Sunday morning. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.